Welcome to the Love Her Wild podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Carver, and I'm here to talk to you about all things spiritual, manifestation, happily ever after, and creating a life that you love, because I promise you can. Today, we're going to talk about the T word. Triggered. Now, contrary to popular belief, triggered is not a swear word. It is not a derogatory term used to call someone out and make them feel bad about themselves. It should be used as a catalyst for curiosity. When you feel triggered, it is no different than the gas light going on in your car saying, "Hey, I'm almost out of gas. I need gas." There's nothing wrong with the car. It didn't do anything wrong. It's just merely telling you what it needs so that you don't run out of gas and get stuck on the freeway. When you feel triggered, that is your nervous system. That is your past traumas. That is everything you are vibrationally giving you a warning sign, saying, "Hey, something's not right here." That's it. I get triggered all the time. But the way that I respond to being triggered now is so different than the way I would have responded to being triggered in the past. Before my healing and spiritual journey, I would feel triggered and I would shut down, or I would cry, or I would create a new false narrative about myself that was wildly untrue. I would allow those triggers to confirm false narratives that were untrue about me. But now, when I feel triggered about something, I ask myself, why? Why are you feeling triggered in this moment? What is being triggered in this moment? And how can you work through it? The business coach that I currently pay many dollars used to trigger the shit out of me. I've told her this. This is not a surprise. Back when I was in the height of my abusive relationship, I was a photographer full-time, and I started following her from the lens of wanting to grow my photography business. And her everything triggered me. Everything about her content, everything about the way that she spoke to clients, the way that she made reels, the way that she posted, the way that she talked on stories, everything about her gave me the biggest eye roll, and it had nothing to do with her. Now, if I had any kind of self-awareness back then, I would have been able to move through this much quicker, but I didn't. So I continued being triggered by her for years, until one day, months and months and months into my healing journey, I woke up and I realized, wait, I'm not so triggered by her anymore. In fact, I am starting to really align with what she has to say. All of a sudden, I'm seeking out her content. All of a sudden, it doesn't make me want to gag. It is sparking inspiration in me. Did she change? Not at all. If anything, she got more sure-footed in who she is. She leaned in a little harder. I changed. I healed through the shit that was getting poked by her content. And now that that stuff has been healed through, there's no triggers left. There's nothing left to poke. Suddenly, I loved her content. Now, you might have been triggered by me at some point. If you listen to this if you listen to this podcast consistently, there is a pretty high probability of chance that at one point or another, be it my TikTok, my Instagram, or my podcast, I said something and you had the biggest eye roll. Or maybe my blatant honesty made you feel a sort of way. It made you get defensive. Feeling defensive is the first inkling that you're triggered. Now, if that has happened to you by way of my content, someone else's content, a loved one, a partner, a family member, I would ask yourself why. See, I was triggered by my business coach back then because she was so sure of who she was. She didn't give a flying fuck what anyone thought of her because she was so confident and clear in who she was as a person, as a business owner, as a mother, and a wife. And I was none of those things. I really deeply cared what everybody thought about me. I couldn't stand sure-footed in anything because if I stood sure-footed in anything, that meant that I would surely be letting someone down, and I couldn't bring myself to do that. By trying to serve everyone, I was serving no one. And so her content triggered me. She was also making tons of money, things that I wanted to do and couldn't do. She was happy, married, a mother. I was in an abusive relationship. Triggered. But the funny thing is, I didn't heal through those specific triggers on purpose. My healing journey dissolved them. Things that may trigger you right now will not trigger you in 6 months if you start your journey today. If you're already on it, things that triggered you at the beginning are not triggering you now. People that triggered you before are not triggering you now. But being triggered, there's nothing bad about it inherently. It's just a gauge in your car. It's just giving you information. It's a warning bell. It's a sign. It's saying, hey, something is dysregulated here. Something still hurts here. So how can you go clean that wound and let it heal all the way through? How can you shift your perspective? How can you fix your vibration? How can you meet that trigger where it's at, understand what's going on, and then move past it? Oftentimes we feel triggered and we make it a them problem and not an us problem. She made me feel this way. Did she make you feel this way, or did her actions trigger you and then you made yourself feel that way? Now, when I feel triggered, I don't look at it like, oh, I'm failing my healing journey. I'm failing. I'm so low vibe. No, I just think, oh, wow, that's kind of triggering me right now. Like, I wonder why that is. Why does it bother me so much? When you are able to get curious about your own triggers, that is how you move through them quickly. That is how they dissolve and disappear. When you ignore the trigger, like it's not happening, or you get offended when someone calls you out on being triggered, the trigger just keeps triggering over and over and over again. Because it's still there. It's still an open wound inside of you that's not being tended to. It's still getting deeper and worse and infected because you're ignoring it. But if instead you say, oh my God, that hurts. Why does that hurt? Where is that coming from? Think about it like a muscle injury. You're at the gym, you're working out, you do something, it pulls something, and you think, ah, I don't need to figure out what that is. I'm going to just keep working. I'm going to work out through it. So you keep working out, and it just keeps straining that muscle over and over and over again. You don't look into what movements cause that strain in the first place, what muscles might be tight that's pulling on a tendon. You just keep muscling through it. And the harder you try to ignore it, the worse the injury gets. And then when you finally are forced to deal with it because you're in so much pain, now the rehab process is so much longer than if you had just dealt with it right then and there. Hey, oh man, that kind of hurt. Wait a second. What's going on there? Oh, wait, is this muscle a little tight? Pulling on my shoulder? All right, let's work that muscle out real quick. Huh, all of a sudden my shoulder doesn't hurt. Now this movement doesn't hurt. Now these muscles aren't getting too tight. That's what it's like moving through a trigger when you're not triggered by being triggered. Does that make sense? There is nothing to be ashamed about when you're triggered. Nothing. No more shame than when a car says, hey, I'm out of gas. Hey, fill me up. Being triggered is just a way of your body saying, hey, I need a little tending to right here. I need something. Something's out of balance. Something hurts. And then you get to look at yourself and go, why? Why? Why does this offend me? Why do I care? How does this make me feel about myself? Is this situation a mirror? Because oftentimes, it's a mirror. I had a client call this week, and she said, oh, I just don't know what to do. I can't make up my mind. I just don't know what to do about this situation. So we were talking through it. And then not 10 minutes later, she was talking to me about her boss, and she goes, I'm just having such a hard time with her because she can't make up her mind. And I smiled. And I said, your boss is a mirror. And she was like, what? And I was like, you just finished telling me that you can't make up your mind. And now you are annoyed by your boss who can't make up her mind. It's a mirror. And she was like, holy shit, it is. Oftentimes when we are being triggered, we are seeing a mirror. We are being triggered by a shadow deep inside of us. Whether it's a false narrative or something true that needs to be worked through. Sometimes we can be triggered because of a bad past experience or a false narrative, something in us that's been told over and over again. Maybe you were told as a little kid you couldn't cry. Don't be so emotional. Don't be such a little girl. And then you experience someone else being emotional and being confident in being emotional. Allowing themselves to just be open and raw and real with people around them, and that makes you feel a sort of way. Ugh. Oh, she's so emotional. She's just being so emotional. And then if you wait, if you stop and you think, why do I feel like that? Why do I feel so triggered in this moment? Maybe it's because I was told as a little kid I couldn't be emotional. Seeing someone else be so confident in their emotions makes me jealous at heart because I wasn't allowed to be that way. I want to feel that confident in my emotions, and I wasn't allowed to, and that's unfair. Okay, valid. It's not her fault. She hasn't actually done anything wrong. And neither have you, by the way. This is just a past trauma that needs to be worked through. This is just the gas gauge saying, hey, pay attention to me. This is popping up for a reason. Work through it. Maybe you grew up in my generation who we were taught that we had to be 5 pounds in order to be attractive. If you're not a size 00, you better be on a diet. I brought my Weight Watchers book proudly to school in 5th grade. Now, if you see a very confident, body positive person being very confident and body positive, no matter what size they are, that could be triggering to you because you didn't grow up in a home or in a generation or whatever that made you feel like you were allowed to be confident with your body the way that it is. Whether that's too skinny, too round, too curvy, too straight, there is no perfect, by the way. As a caveat to that, our bodies are all different for a reason. And the person you're meant to be with, they're going to like your body the best. Just saying. Anyway, when you feel a sort of way, when you feel triggered by a piece of content online, by a friend, by a colleague, doesn't matter who it is or what it is, when you feel a certain sort of way about something, ask yourself why. Where does it come from? Is it confirming a false narrative in your mind? Are you feeling jealous because that person has worked through the thing that you have not? That person was allowed to do or say something that you were not as a kid. Maybe it's a mirror. But whatever it is, it's not a swear word. All it can do is speed up your healing process, speed up your manifesting process. All it can do, if you pay attention to it, is make your life better, happier, more aligned, less up and down and bumpy. Because now when I feel a trigger, I go, oh, this feels a sort of way. Why does it feel that way? Oh, maybe it's this. Oh, let's work through it. Boom, done. I can go through that process in less than 5 minutes now. It's not even an event. Now, in the beginning, it might be. It might be a couple days of journaling to get through it. But once you get used to it, once you get through it, it's no longer a thing. It's just something you do. It's as easy as brushing your teeth or making breakfast in the morning. It's just a part of your routine. So anyway, if you need help with that, shoot me an email, a DM, whatever. But if you're feeling triggered and you can recognize it, and then you can ask yourself why and work through it, man, you're light years ahead. If you need help working through it, let me know. I'd love to help you. I hope you have the best week. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Love Her Wild podcast. If today resonated with you in any way, shoot me a comment and tell me how you feel. I'd love to help if I can. And if you think that this would resonate with any of your friends, share away, because I'm trying to reach as many of you as I possibly can. Go make your life great.